Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, and it continues to be the 4th of June, 2011. Apparently, we're having a little trouble connecting with Pat Wood right now, so we're going to keep trying to do that. I'm going to be sending him an email during the break. But if by chance he's listening, why don't you go ahead and call in at 800-313-9443, and we'll get you connected up, Pat. I don't know if he's listening or not, but 800-313-9443. In the meantime, we have a couple of calls here. Let's go, right here in Michigan, Mark. Mark, thanks for holding on.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, listen, you know, you were saying earlier, you know, people need to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something. You don't find this on CNN or CNBC or ABC or Fox News. China just divested itself of 97% of its one-year T-bills.
Mm.
Virtually all of their one-year T-bills have been sold, which
wow.
means that next March, no buyers for one-year T-bills. In March, PIMCO, which is the Pacific Investment Management Company, the largest holder of U.S. bonds
right.
in the country, divested 100% of their U.S. bonds.
Yep, that's right.
And moved their money into gold.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled that the Fourth Amendment no longer applies. Police can now enter your home for any reason or no reason at all. And if you have a problem with that, you can take it up with the courts after they arrest you.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about the end game is here.
Yes.
And so people aren't going to wake up because people don't know. I tried Googling. If you Google China divest T-bills, you will not get one listing for a mainstream news outlet. You'll get sites like Free Republic, Patriot Update, CNS
sure.
News, but you will not get one mainstream outlet, not even CNBC. It will give you zero listings on CNBC's website that China just dumped basically all of their one-year T-bills, which we're talking $500 billion.
Yeah, you know, and my understanding is that Japan has is doing some funding, some buying up of U.S. debt, which
they
is really
can't. Japan is no longer exists.
Well, they're in a bad spot over there, and they're going to have to re-divert a lot of their funds to rebuild their economy. Hey, hold on, Mark. Can you hold over the break?
Sure can.
We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with, or we hopefully plan to be visiting with Pat Wood of the August Review and Forecast. I just got done sending him an email. We've been trying to call a number of different phone numbers, and so far having no luck. So I don't know why this always happens. Seems to happen far too frequently, but we get by with the best we can. In the meantime, we have Mark in Michigan on the line. Lee in Georgia, just hang with us. We'll get to you here soon. Mark, you were talking about the fact that China has divested itself. You know, that information, I want to thank the listener, too, that called in and to the board out there at the network and mention that the information is on the Drudge Report. CNS News is reporting China has divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. So this is news that just came out just yesterday. And, you know, I had mentioned earlier, Mark, that Japan is trying. They've actually done some investing, although it's nowhere near the amount of money that China has done. And you're right that they are significantly curtailed by the fact that their entire economy, their entire infrastructure, everything has to be completely rebuilt over there now due to this massive tsunami that took place and wiped everything out. So, I mean, it's obvious that this whole thing is coming to a head. You know, the hitting of the debt ceiling is something that, you know, I guess the debt ceiling has been raised. I heard just the other day, I don't know how many times.
70 or so.
Yeah, I was just thinking it was 70-something. I think somebody said 74 times the debt ceiling has been raised. Now, is it really a debt ceiling when they raised it 74 times? But, I mean, the whole thing is just a joke because our troops are scattered around the world. This money is still going out. We're still going to fund these wars. You know, if they want to save a lot of money, all they have to do is bring the troops home. And the rest of the world will feel a lot better about the United States anyway, because we'll quit killing them. So it's insane what we have going on here, but they've worked really hard to get it this bad. And that's what the average person, I think, doesn't understand, is they think these clowns in Washington, D.C. are there to do their best interest, and they're just a bunch of incompetent boobs.
Well,
If I can say,
I don't think they're incompetent at all. The problem is that the U.S. Is not a country; it's a corporation.
That's right.
And the people like Obama is the CEO. The state governors are executives of the state, and all of the money, so-called money that we have created by the Federal Reserve, is. It's counterfeit. It's just paper created out of thin air with no backing. It goes to the bankers who use it to buy up real assets, and we get it in the form of a national debt. So right now it's like they're saying our national debt is $14 trillion.
Right.
Well, why don't they just say it's $26 trillion or $100 trillion? The point is they created it out of thin air, and they tax us and our kids and our grandkids to pay the interest on the debt with our income tax.
Yeah,
but
you know,
all of that, I think, is water under the bridge, because one thing people need to understand about Japan, it isn't the tsunami and earthquake that destroyed their infrastructure. That Fukushima nuclear reactor is six reactors in total and complete meltdown.
Yeah.
And Japan is becoming one big never-ending Hiroshima. At least if you drop a bomb, the radiation goes up in the air, and that's it. This is a continuing fission.
That's right.
And it is burning down through the containment. It is now entering the groundwater. Hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive water are flowing into the Pacific Ocean.
That's right.
So we're talking about, we're going to see the results, but, you know, the problems now, this is insanity.
Yeah.
This is insanity, but for right now, and I could go on and on, but I won't. The only point I really wanted to make was that people don't know what's going on because they're not being told, but they're going to find out real soon that we are the Soviet Union. And just like in the old Soviet Union where the ruble was not accepted outside the Soviet Union, the dollar will not be accepted outside our boundaries, and we will be standing in line to buy a sausage and looking for toilet paper, because they are not going to export to us unless the prices go up 10 times to compensate for the additional dollars that are simply being printed by the Treasury, since there are no other countries that are buying our debt.
Sorry to say.
So
I can't argue with anything that you're saying there.
But let's just keep our spiritual house going, because the only thing they can do is kill our bodies. We're going to a better place.
Yeah. Yeah, we just have to be prepared.
That's all. And
that's the
just
key thing
good,
to stress.
Because we can all look down on what's happening, But if you live right and prepare yourself and, you know, live without regret, then, you know, because this is going to end and we're going to come back anyways. But just get prepared now because it's going to hit the fan now that there is no other country buying our debt and we're running $1.5 trillion deficits.
Mm-hmm.
So hang in.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate the call there, buddy. God bless you. You know, he mentioned earlier, too, I want to come back to something he said about the national debt. One of the things that I had in my notes here to talk with Pat Wood about is the fact that Dr. Lawrence Kotlikoff, who was an economist for the U.S. Federal Reserve, he came out with a figure of $202 trillion. We're told that our national debt is somewhere around $14 trillion. But according to Lawrence Kotlikoff, the real U.S. national debt is over $202 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, as I said a moment ago, he worked for the U.S. Federal Reserve, this Dr. Kotlikoff. So it's just not some crackpot economist that you can discount. This guy is, he's one of those central bankers. And that's what he says it's at. So we're in a major mess today. And the only way out of this whole thing, as I can see it, the best way that you can do is understand it, try your best to talk to people around you, as I do, and as I'm alienating people at certain times. But I don't care, because people need to hear it. And just don't cast your pearls before the swine. If somebody won't listen to you, go on to somebody else that will. Wake up people and warn them and let them know that they need to get ready for this thing because it's coming, like a runaway freight train. All right, let's go to Georgia and talk to Lee. Lee, go right ahead.
Morning, Mr. Lee.
Good morning.
Two issues real quick. First of all, earlier was talking about FEMA, and if we remember correctly, I've got people out in Arkansas, great mm-hmm. friends out in Arkansas, and they were telling me that right at the same time when we first saw the bird death out there around BB.
I remember that. It was about the first of the year that all started, as I recall.
And my people out there in Arkansas, because I used to live out in Arkansas until 2 years ago, they were telling me that they had seen a lot of FEMA activity northwest of Little Rock about a week prior to that incident. And, of course, then we had the worldwide animal death. Now, keep in mind, on September 10th, 2011, FEMA was already set up in New York.
Right.
Now, isn't it ironic they're blowing levees? There's all this craziness going on, FEMA exercises, the NLE exercises, the flooding of farmlands, and all of this other stuff going on, these crazy storms ripping up everywhere, all at the same time in the same area. Pretty interesting to me. Now, when we start talking about these people that are not going to qualify for flood insurance because they won't adopt FEMA's policies, wait a minute. Who is responsible, here would be my question, who was responsible for my home being flooded out? Hello? You flooded it. You're responsible.
Hey, Lee, when you talk, if you could maybe not blow into your phone, it's kind of difficult to understand you.
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure that you can be heard.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I tell you what, we're almost up against the clock. Can I hold you over the break?
Sure.
All right, and we also have Vicki in Idaho. We're going to hear from her as well. She's waiting in the wings, so stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. And you're welcome to call in 800-313-9443. And, you know, we're still trying to connect with Pat Wood. Hopefully we can do that. If not, we'll continue on without him. But we'd like to hear what he has to say because he's got a lot of good stuff. I got three pages of notes here that I prepared for today. So, anyway, we'll do what we can. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here on this 4th of June, 2011, Lee in Georgia, you had something else to say.
So my point on the first issue there was, who is responsible for flooding my home? If my home was flooded out because you're blowing up dams, well, you destroyed my home. You're responsible for it. The second issue is this Indiana deal. No cop's going to, I live in Georgia, but I wouldn't care where I live. No cop's going to walk up and just bust through my door and he ain't got a warrant. And I'm going to use two Supreme Court cases to support my argument when I walk in court after I get done beating the snot out of some stupid idiot. And that would be Runyon versus State, 57 IND 80, and Miller versus State, 74 IND 1. Quote, when a person, you, being without fault, you haven't done anything wrong, is in a place where he has a right to be, your home, is violently assaulted, a man busts through your door without a warrant, he, you, may, without retreating, you don't have to run away, repel by force, beat the living daylights out of some stupid idiot, and if in the reasonable exercise of his right in self-defense, his assailant is killed, he is justified. Now, people, this whole garbage about modern-day Fourth Amendment precedents, I'll tell you folks in Washington what you can do with your modern-day Fourth Amendment precedents. You better stop this garbage. You're picking a fight that you can't win.
Yeah, you know, we hear also that Obama recently told somebody that he's working on gun. They're working on gun control beneath the radar.
Yeah.
You know, so folks, but I really think what's going to happen here, and I, you know, we can only guess. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball, but with the food shortage engineering that's going on, because it's unquestionable that that's what's happening. They're engineering a food shortage. What I think is going to happen is they're going to wait until the folks are nice and good and hungry, and then they're going to say, if you want to eat, you got to cash in your guns. You got to bring in your guns.
Yep. And so, again, I ask two questions. In 30 days, where are we going to be? Question number two, when are you going to get angry, people? Thanks, Darren. I'm out of here, brother.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Appreciate it. We're facing an August 2nd deadline for this debt ceiling, according to Timothy Geithner. This is the date which the federalities have determined that we're going to default on our national obligations as a country. Now, whether or not they raise it, and we've talked about this last week with Bob Chapman, but whether or not they raise it or not, the damage has been done in the eyes of those investors around the world who would fund the United States a little longer, thinking that perhaps they might have some sort of return on the investment. This is not going to continue, folks, regardless of what they do with regard to this debt ceiling. The time for austerity is very nigh. The time for, and I'm sorry to say this, it pains me to say this, I really don't want to say this, but it's very obvious that the time for social unrest is very nigh. We have a toilet flush of migrant workers coming into this country from different countries. We have communist China occupying this country, being recruited to come here. And at the same time, Obama says he's working beneath the radar to take away your gun rights. Every time we have a border state try to do something to stem the tide of migrant workers, and I call them migrants, not illegal immigrants. Many people call them illegals. They're not illegals. They're migrants under human rights treaties. Vicente Fox said that himself. But every time anybody tries to do something about this on a state level, the feds come in and fight it. Now, why would that be, folks? Why would that be? Why do we have the federal government embracing communist countries and communist people? Why do we have the World Trade Organization treaties engineered when we can clearly see the detrimental effect of that, of those policies? We can clearly see the detrimental effect in terms of our jobs. They are saying now the economy added 54,000 jobs last month. Well, guess what? The Weekly Standard says half of those are McDonald's hires. Half of the 54,000 jobs that were created last month were created by McDonald's. You know, they just had a hiring fair. So this is the type of employment that you're getting. I'm at the bottom of the hour. When I come back, I'll take Vicky in Idaho. And we have a lot more information to cover as well. Stay with us. Govern America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm Darren Weeks as we continue here. Let's go back to the phone lines. The phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Hey, about the sale of those treasuries that China cashed in,
yeah.
I'll bet you anything that they are getting the cash ready for July when they meet with all the when the Communist Chinese Party officials meet with the our American governors at the National Governors Association meeting in Salt Lake City, July 15th through the 17th, for what is closed door one-on-one deal making.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I got this clip that you sent back a while ago, and I've been meaning to play this on the air for like 3 weeks, and I haven't got to it. So maybe we'll do that here in a moment.
Yeah.
It was the Morning Joe. Maybe you can set it up a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Morning Joe program, that's Joe Scarborough, he had, let's see, Mark Brzezinski on, who is probably the big news son, and the governor from Virginia, and I can't remember his name offhand.
Wasn't it Bob McDonald?
Yeah, or something to that effect. But anyway, they were talking about, in very excited terms, about Communist Chinese foreign direct investment in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And
he just got back from China, I recall.
Right. He had just gotten back from China. And Mark Brzezinski had been on Clinton's National Security Council. So,
we know what a player his father is.
Right. Yeah, the grand chessboard. Well, what you're seeing is the grand chessboard nearing the end game. And what it looks like to me is that with the sale of these treasuries, so that China has lots of ready cash, this is going to be it. The Salt Lake City meeting is going to be it. And our governors are getting ready to sell us out big time, taking foreign direct investment from the Communist Chinese. And when they take that money, they will also take the Chinese system of government converting our economy to national state capitalism, the same as the Communist Chinese system.
You know, Ricky, one thing that alarms me about what I'm seeing happen here in Michigan, we have Rick Snyder, and I know you're very familiar with this subject, but he has just initiated an emergency financial management thing. They crammed it through the legislature without telling the people what they were doing. I mean, it was like overnight, you know, this thing just came out into being. But this gives him the power to come into the local cities and towns and take control. Now, they're instituting policies here to put this pressure on the cities in the first place, to put them in a bad spot financially. But this legislation would give him the dictatorial power to come in and take control, overthrowing the elections in these towns, and to appoint corporations to come in and run towns.
Right.
And my nightmare scenario on this, because we know that Rick Snyder has connections with Communist China. He's got two companies. Desera is one of them, where they brag, and this became an election issue here in Michigan, the fact that his company, Desera, however you pronounced it, they openly brag on their website that it's their purpose to help China compete and win in a global economy.
Right, and how do they win?
This is the governor of our state.
They win by taking down the United States system and converting us to a communist system.
Mm-hmm. But my nightmare scenario on this whole thing is that with all his China connections, that this guy can come in and take over towns now under Michigan law, and what's to stop him from appointing some Chinese front company from being put over our cities and our towns?
Yeah, absolutely nothing, which is what our concern was in Boise with turning, you know, creating the foreign trade zone, turning it into an inland port, and ports are under international maritime law, not American domestic law. So, you know, when you put all these pieces together, it's pretty undeniable what's happening.
Yeah.
Our financial system has been engineered. I mean, this whole debt thing has been engineered to collapse our economy, to put us in this squeeze play with then the communist Chinese foreign direct investment coming into our country to convert our system to state capitalism. So, and I do know that the propaganda campaign is ramping up, because I just got a report of talking points that was published by the Asia Society. And one of the contributors is the Monitor Group. And the Monitor Group was founded by Michael Porter. And Michael Porter is the designer of this system to convert our economy.
Hmm. Oh, and, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Right, and he was at the last National Governors Association meeting. And that meeting, by the way, is still posted on C-SPAN. And I would suggest that everybody go find that meeting and watch it, because you'll hear Michael Porter talk about the central planning that they're doing for the local governments, and how the, you know, that will be for the university-led economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to take up your time explaining the university-led economy.
Well, we got plenty of time if you want to explain it. Hey, let me. If you want to hold on, though, let me play this clip here that we talked about a moment ago, because I think it's very important, Vicki.
Okay.
And that's why I've held it over and saved it. Once again, this is Mark Brzezinski, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, and Pat Buchanan, all on ABC's Morning Joe program. This was probably about a month ago, wouldn't you say, Vicki?
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks ago or so.
Okay, all right. Listen closely, folks, to this incredible, incredible clip.
Joining us now, the governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell, and former member of the National Security Council during the Clinton administration and a trade lawyer at Virginia law firm McGuire Woods, Mark Brzezinski, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, I now know why McGuire Woods is such a good law firm.
Like that?
The women's. I went and spoke to the women there last week. Amazing, amazing group.
I agree.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for not showing up.
The firm loved having me. I was on my way to China with the governor.
I see that.
So Governor Pat Buchanan, very concerned. He thinks a deal was struck with China that's going to cost him. What do you think, Pat? What do you think?
First, it's going to cost us tax dollars, and they're going to move them into my neighborhood.
Move the factories,
oh,
right?
Lord.
What was the China trip about?
It's about jobs. It's about trade. I always think trade and economic development and cultural and economic exchange is really what binds people together. So we're looking for direct foreign investment in Virginia. We're looking for new export markets in China. We already have, China's already our second largest trading partner for Virginia, $1.3 billion.
Wow.
$70 billion total for the United States. It's 19% of the world's population. And so as they continue to look for export partners around the world, we want to be a part of that.
And Virginia's acting like a country. You've actually opened up an office, an export office.
We did.
In Virginia.
That was part of the trip over to Shanghai Trade Office. Have two Chinese contract employees on the ground, but so have about 20 other governors have already done that, and so we just want to get in the game. And Joe, what I found is when you do business deals, you got to look at a CEO in the eye and say, hey, this is why you should come to Virginia, establish the relationships, and then ask for the sale. And that's what we've done. I think we're going to have some new announcements here soon on agricultural exports and some new manufacturing jobs that will come to Virginia, and I'm really excited about the opportunities. Now, there's still problems over there,
right?
I think from the exchange rate to obviously human rights to theft of intellectual property.
Right.
I mean, I'm not naive to think we don't still have some challenges in
right.
business. But you look at the growth right now, and already our second largest trading partner in many other countries in the West and the East doing business with China. We want to be part of that.
I just noticed here, I'm surrounded by Virginians.
Everybody
here is a Virginian. It's
fighting. It's true. And you know, Virginia is like any state competing for the Chinese market. China had a 9% growth rate last year, and
for 20 years in a row, it's averaged 9%.
Exactly.
More.
The growth has been incredible, and Virginia wants that business and wants the jobs created from that business. China has now become an investor in some states around the United States, and that's not lost on the governors of the states around the country. In fact, this year's National Governors Association conference in Salt Lake City will be matching Chinese regional governors with U.S. state governors, so that business, which is personal, which is all about meeting and trying to get a real business in place to seal deals. And as the governor said, it's also a market fraught with danger. There's corruption there. There's theft of IP. There's labor problems in terms of the way people are treated. There's environmental problems. And the business that America brings to China can bring American values to China as well. Mm. That's a key export as well, as the governor alluded to. Pat?
Let me ask you, Mark. Look, the Chinese now have the largest trade surplus, again, almost, for the United States ever in history. They sell us seven times what we sell to them. They're responsible for the enormous part of the American trade deficit in recent years, which is one of our problems. Why is this going on? Quite frankly, let me ask you both. I see me both political parties have failed in the trade relationship with China. Why isn't it more equal?
Well, because the Chinese have pursued a strategy of growth without the kind of internal restrictions and obstacles that you see in more developed countries. I mean, it's easy to create a huge port and move mountains of earth over there, much more easy there than here.
Yeah, because they're a dictatorial system, folks.
Beijing has six beltways. Washington, we just traveled to come in to the studio here on the Washington Beltway. Washington has only one, and it would be very difficult to create six, I assure you. We live in a globally interdependent world, and we need to compete for that business now. And I thought that the Virginia governor did that very effectively.
Governor, what's the answer to Pat's question? Why is there such a trade imbalance between the two countries?
Well, part of it, I think, is the exchange rate has created this environment for probably 20 years for American capital and Western capital to be traveling over there. The wage rates are so low. The manipulated exchange rate has kept an unfair balance in
why
the currency.
Why do you think something about it?
Well, that's one of the things I went there, Pat, is I want to see more exports going to China. We export, like I said, $70 billion now. $1.3 billion is from Virginia. I want to do my part in Virginia to increase that balance of trade in our favor by exporting more goods to China. And with Mark Felt, we're going to have some announcements on everything from agriculture to manufacturing to ports, and that's going to help us in Virginia and the U.S.
But, Pat, that could be, the answer to your question is that American business brings those values that will modernize the Chinese economy in a way that allows for business decisions to be made in purely commercial terms.
With due respect.
Anti-corruption, anti-intellectual property theft. And
with due respect, we're getting our clocks cleaned. Why don't you just, frankly, 10 years ago, put a 25% tariff on Chinese goods coming into this country and say we'll lift it when you raise your exchange rate to where it ought to be?
Well, tariffs have negative effects on both sides in terms of the business. And right now, the Chinese are global investors. They underplay their global intentions, but they are global investors.
Okay.
And part of that investment, we hope, comes to the United States and to states like Virginia.
All right. So, hey, Pat, thank you so much for not following up. But I wanted to move on and ask you what's happening in Virginia. Something's happening in Virginia. Is the right track, wrong track?
All right, that's basically the gist of the whole thing. Vicki, it's all about trade. It's all about jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And America.
And what's the fraud in what that guy said? China has 50 cents per hour labor. Why would they invest in businesses in the United States when our minimum wage is $8 an hour? No, that's not. It's not about them buying businesses to make money in the United States. It's about buying land and property and access to the United States for their excess population.
Well, in excess population, it's kind of interesting to me. I have a video up on the website right now at governamerica.com. On the right-hand side of the page, at the top where the video section is, which is a very good, very well done documentary on China's ghost cities. We were hearing so much about the China miracle, Vicki.
Uh-huh.
And what a remarkable thing this communist country has opened up, and they're adopting a lot of free market ideas. And we heard it again, this argument in that clip about how we're exporting American values to China. This is one of the things we're exporting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So they're adopting free market ideas over there, and all of a sudden we have the China miracle, where their whole economy, you know, they're so prosperous over there. You know, in the meantime, we talked about on the show how they're jumping off buildings. They have nets where they're catching the workers that are jumping off the buildings because they're so miserable at these slave outlets that are producing all the little gadgets for the American people, who are the few who still have jobs enough to buy this stuff. But anyway, you know, in order to create their gross domestic product and keep this whole thing propped up so it looks like every place else they have a growing economy, they're growing all right, but they're building more and more and more cities, and nobody lives there.
Right. That's good for the carbon credit trading system, right? High GDP, low energy.
Well, we're up against the clock. Hold it right there. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and Vicki Davis is on the line from Idaho. I don't know if you had anything else to add there, Vicki. You know,
well, no, I don't, because I know you must have other callers, but...
No, I really don't.
Well, okay. I will be posting this propaganda that I got on my website if anybody wants to read it, so that they can see ahead of time what the talking points are going to be, because the propaganda campaign is ramping up. And and the reason I know that is because Henry Kissinger was on Charlie Rose, and he was talking about his book on China.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kissinger Institute is one of the co-publishers of this report with the talking points. So, you know, when you combine that with the Morning Joe program, plus, you know, the governor's conference that's coming up, they're ramping up the propaganda campaign about how we really need to take this communist Chinese money. But taking this money is selling out the future of this country.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. And you know, as much as they talk about homeland security, it's just remarkable. You know, we covered on this program a week or two ago about how they were given these Chinese communist generals, the People's Liberation Army, touring our military facilities, top secret military facility access they're giving these people.
Yeah.
It's just remarkable. I just shake my head every day at all this stuff that's going on. It's so in your face. And where are the American people? That's the question. I mean, why isn't there an outcry against this? I mean, we have an outcry against 9/11, but how long did that happen ago? I mean, we're going on the, 10 years?
Yeah.
10-year anniversary of 9/11? And people
right.
still haven't let that issue die. Yeah, we got all this communist Chinese stuff. Where's the movement, the groundswell of opposition, the outcry against the fact that our country is being sold lock, stock, and barrel over to a communist country, and nobody seems to have any clues about this.
Yeah, well, it's all been done administratively, and nobody really talks about things at the administrative level, except you know, in the alternate media.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something that you see, and our mainstream media is totally useless. The only purpose they serve is propaganda for the official party line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but for the most part, they really don't discuss any of these really very serious issues in an honest way.
Yeah, no question about that.
Because if they did, you know, they would be still focused on Wall Street and arresting those criminals who engineered all of this. Because it is all 100% engineered collapse by design.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. And folks, her website is linked up with ours on the left-hand side under the recommended links, channelingreality.com. is her website, and we'll get you back for a full show real soon, Vicki.
Okay, thanks, Darren.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, when we come back, we got Rick in Illinois. And folks, 800-313-9443. I think what I'm going to do, I think now would be a good time to get into the Cox Report. This is a report I think was put out in 1999 by Congress. It was declassified. And it talks about the real threat that communist China really poses to this country. Now, you know, of course, they talk about how China steals designs for thermonuclear weapons. Well, now we're just giving it all to them. Stay with us. Hour number 3 of Govern America is about to begin. Don't go away. You're on RBN.